Ezra Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Beis in Maseches Yevamos. I'm riding down the 38. The 38 is the road going from Ramat Beit Shemesh. We're going to a bar mitzvah near my son's yeshiva Ma'arava in Kiryat Sefer. My son's beginning the Zman. I don't know exactly what daf we're up to, but we're well into Baruch Hashem the 800s. But I do know that today's daf is an auspicious one in the sense that it's probably the daf which has the most charts in all of Shas. If you take a look, the Hod V'Hodr goes on for full pages. The Gemara stops. And so we've got our work cut out for us today, Be'ezer Hashem. And just like Kodesh Baruch Hu has helped us get through up until now, Be'ezer Hashem will continue growing together. We're going to pick up with the topic of Shnios La'arayos. The Mishnah told us on the Afchoth that there are Isurei Arayos, there are Darais, and the Isurei Arayos, there are Shnios, which are Isurei Durabbanan. And our daf, eight lines from the top, is going to continue to outline many of those Shnios up until the next Mishnah that's going to pick up, that's going to continue to discuss the mitzvahs of Yibum and some complex cases that come out from that. Because our Mishnah will begin to discuss what happens if there's an Ach min HaShivcha min Avodas Kochavim and other halachos of Yibum going on to Chav Beis on the Beis. The charts are also going to discuss a sikum of many of the first part of today's daf, and that is the Isser Shnios Midrabbanan. So let's Be'ezer Hashem jump in eight lines from the top. Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia gave us other examples of Isser Shnios Midivrei Sofrim. Shlishi Shebebino V'Shebebito. A third generation through one, a boy and through a girl. What's that? That means that if one has a great-granddaughter from one's grandson or a great-granddaughter from one's granddaughter, in both of those cases, those are shnios, continues the teaching of Rabbi Chia. Vishebe ben ishto, if a has a wife whose son has a granddaughter, that's vishebe ben ishto, v'shebebas ishto. Or if one's wife has a daughter and she has a granddaughter, that's also a case of a shlishi. Now we get a fourth generation, revi'i shebechamov, the grandmother of one's father-in-law, as well as v'shebechamoso, the grandmother of one's mother-in-law, shnia. All of these qualify as Isser Shnios. These are in Isser Midrabanan of Erva. Amalei Ravina Lervashi, Maishna Lemala de Kachoshev Lo Leishto, Umashna Lemata de Lo Kachoshev Lo Leishto. Why is it that when it comes to going backwards in terms of calculating one's wife's ancestors, for example, the grandmother of the father-in-law, there, when it comes to Lemala, we called it a Dor Revi'i. Why did we call one's father-in-law's grandmother a Dor Revi'i? Because if you count one's from one's wife, then that will make it a Dor Revi'i. But when you go count down, so then we didn't do that, explains Rashi. Maishna Lemala Dekari Le'em Eim Chamov Ve'em Eim Chamrasa Revi'i. It's called the fourth generation up, because including one's wife, it's a fourth generation up. When it comes to counting down, Dekari Lebas Ben Beno, when you calculate your grandson's daughter, there it's Dar Shlishi. There we only call it Dar Shlishi, Veloy Chashiv Ishto Deteavi Revi, and his wife is not taken into account. Answers the Gemara, Di Isur Mikach Ishtoi Kaasi, if the Isur is stemming from one's wife. In other words, it's due to the fact that you're married to this woman, that you're usher to her grandmother or great-grandmother. So then, chashiva, lemata. But when it comes to one's children, disura loy mikayach ishtoi kasi. It's not because that they are the offspring of his wife. They're also usher because they're the offspring of you. Loyka chashiva. Therefore, we don't take it into account. The Gemara challenges us. Va ben ishto ubas ishto. But what are we going to do with the son of one's wife In other words, if one's wife had a son from a previous marriage or a daughter from previous marriage, there it's mikayach ishtay, v'loy chashiv lo. And nevertheless, we don't consider it. And when we calculate it, we don't take into account one's wife. And if the svara is that whenever it goes through the isser of one's wife, so then in such a case, ben ishto, should there the wife should be counted as a dar. Answers the Gemara, I did the tana shalosh daris lamata didei v'lo chashva. Tana nami daris lamata dida v'lo chashva. Once when we're calculating from him, we don't take into account his generation because it's him himself. Same thing when his wife, even though it comes from her, we don't calculate her generation. In other words, lamata, since by him we're never going to count his dar, so we won't count her dar as well. Now Ravashi questions the teaching of Rabbi Chiya. Amali Ravashi the Rav Kahana, questioning in the sense that he's clarifying. Shnios devei Rabbi Chiya, the Yisurei Arayis that we just mentioned. Yesh lahem hefsek or ein lahem hefsek. Rashi explains that we learned earlier on Daf Chaf Aleph that the notion of hefsek is the idea that the Isurim stop after a few generations. So in this case, the Shaila being that Rabbi Chiya spoke about, say, one's grandson's granddaughter. What about one's great-granddaughter's daughter? Great-great-granddaughter. Does it go on forever? Or is there a hefsek? That reminds me of the beautiful joke that they say. It wasn't a joke, it was a true story. They say when the Rav Yoshev Zatzal passed away, he already had great-grandchildren who had grandchildren. And they say when the first great-grandchild had a grandson, one of his shamashim came and he wished him mazel tov. He said to him, "Kimtza Rava mazel tov. Our einikol is gahata einikol. Your great-grandson had a grandson." So Rav Yoshev said, quipped, he said, "I don't know if you should interrupt me and tell me that I should get a mazel tov, because he's not even halachically my relative." That's how the story goes. We'll have to check out whether that's correct. That there is hefsek when it comes to krovim, according to the story. And that he said that he could say edus with his great-grandson's grandson. So I think the last time somebody might have read this Gemara would have said, wow, how likely is such a thing to happen? But Be'ez Hashem, we should be zoche to hear about our great-grandson's grandson's bris. So just got amen from the peanut gallery. That fellow is going to be an old man at the time. So the Be'ezer Hashem. So the Gemara now asks, is there a hefsek? Amalei Ravashi of Kan. Shnios devei Rabbi Chiya yesh lahem hefsek o ein lahem hefsek. Does it go on forever? Tashma. Damarav. Dalet noshim yesh lahem hefsek. There are four women who do have a hefsek. What is that? Let's take a look at Rashi. Tashma detani b'shnias to Rabbi Chiya. We learned that only those, and afterwards there is a hefsek. So we see that there is hefsek, says the Gemara. Dilma kika merav ahim masnisa. Maybe he was talking about the cases only of the brisa. In other words, these four have hefsek. But in other cases, maybe there is no hefsek. Dilma kika merav lahed lahid masnisa. Tashma. So we now quote another proof. Shlishi urevi. We learned, here we're referring to shlishi shebibnoi vibibitoi, that we saw in Rabbi Chiya's opening words in today's daf, as well as revi'i, where medayek shlishi revi'i in. Only shlishi and revi'i. It only says shlishi revi'i. Why does it say the third and fourth generation? It goes at saifa elam. Ein hefsek. Mashma in fe'lo. Only these yes, others no. Says the Gemara, no. Dilmi mishlishi ve'elach mervi ve'elach. It just means even these and further and going on. Amar le Rava le Rav Nachman. Rava said to Rav Nachman, Chazim mai hai merabonon to osim ma'amar Rava. See this Chacham who came from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is referred to Ma'arava. That's why my son's yeshiva is named Ma'arava. The Omar, and he said, Bom Ma'arava. They asked a Shaila in Ma'arava. Gozru shnios begerim. Is there an Isser of Shnios midivrei Sofrim by Gerim as well? Now, this is a very abstract Shaila, right? You know, Shnios itself, as we pointed out, until you get to cases like Revel Yashiv,
It's a little hard to construct shnios cases.
Nevertheless, we're going to see shortly that this Gemara is going to be relevant shortly. So, gazru shnios begirim or lo gazru shnios begirim? Did they make such a gzera or not? Amale, he said to him, hashta, uma erva gufa, ila shelo yamru ba'in mikdusha chamru l'kdusha kala, lo gazra ba'anan. When it comes to erva itself, when we're dealing with gerim, we don't want people to say, look, when they were Gentiles, then these were Arayos. And all of a sudden, the Jews don't have the same Chomer of Arayos. Of course, the reason why the Goy, technically, when he becomes a Ger, is not even Usa with his sister, is, Rashi explains, because Kikatan Shinol Adami, Ve'ein Lo Kurva. He's like a child that was born, and then we see that the Halacha now redefines the reality, and that we consider his... at least in terms of arayos, how far this goes. That's why I said this Gemara is very, very important. Halach lemaisa, how far we take this is a big debate amongst lamdonim and poskim. But as far as arayos, we clearly say that's katan shenol adami. And the only reason he's not allowed to marry his sister is because people shouldn't say, ah, when it comes to the goyim, they're really careful in arayos. The Jews are not careful about the arayos. So shelo yomru. So lo gazru barabanan. If not for that, the rabbanan would have never made the gzera. Shnios mi vai. So that when it comes to the shnios, there is there any room for a shaila? Presumably, the svar of the Gemara is that the shnios are not usher by goyim, and therefore, once they're not usher by goyim, so then the whole logic of shelo yomru bon mikdusha chamura l'kedusha kala would not apply. Amar Rav Nachman, Gerim, Hol v'asal yadon. Since we've begun this topic of talking about Gerim, Neimabu Milsa, I'll tell you something else. Achin mina aim lo yeidu.
If the guy who now became a Ger, his mother, when he was a guy, had also another boy who makes him now his brother, that's called, of course, Achin mina aim lo yeidu. Then, if both of them convert, they still cannot testify with each other. Even though we have a rule of Gershon is Garik Katan Shinola Adami. Why? Explains Rashi, because Lo Yidu Lechatchila the Kurvas Aim Begerim Kurvahi. Davadai Imohi. This is a very interesting halacha. Whether this is Durabana or Duraisa, that we're going to need to do in an Eon topic, but Rashi says that they are considered related vis-a-vis their mother, as opposed to when we say that Gentiles are not related to each other, that is vis-a-vis their father. So, Achim and Aim lo yidu, v'imei yidu edusan edus. But if the edu testify, the edus is valid. Why? The kikatan shenola dami. That's what the Gemara now spells out. That this whole halacha is only a din derabanan. Because once there's gerus, so then it's kikatan shenola dami. So along the way, we've learned that when it comes to relations by goyim, it's defined very differently than it is for Jews. When it comes to Gentiles, it's through the mother. When it comes to Jews, it's also through the father, and sometimes entirely through the father, like we saw when it came to both Yibum and Nachla that the Gemara taught us on Daf Chaf, as well as about Tezayin or Yudzayin as well. Achim in Aim of, but if you have brothers from the father, in other words, two Gentiles who are related as brothers from their father, me'idin l'chatchila, then there's no problem. Rashi explains, a very important Rashi as well, me'idin l'chatchila d'rachmana afgerei l'zare, that the Torah made the offspring of the Gentiles hefker, d'rachmana afgerei l'zare mitzri, d'chsiv zirma susim zirma asam apasuk in Yecheskel, that the father is not considered related to the son. Hilka korvas av ena korva, and therefore the father is not connected to the son. There are many halachos that come out from this. We said a lot of shiurim and iun on this in Meseches Ksubas. In fact, Ezer Hashem, hoping in the next few weeks that our Sefer Meseches Ksubas comes out, and that we spend a lot of time there discussing the halacha lemaisa implications, as well as the lamdus and the sugya of zirma susim, zirmasam. So the Gemara here says,
V'mheidu edus an edus, achen minayev me'idin lechatchila. Ameimar amar filu achen minayem nami me'idin lechatchila. Ameimar says that we never made the gzera even when it comes to brothers from the mother. U'mayishna me'arayos, and why is it different than when it comes to arayos, that there we did make the gzera? Erva lechol mesura. Because erva, everybody has to process who they can marry and who they can't. And if they look around and they see that this guy was once, when he was a guy, more machmir on arayos than he is today, so then in such a case, people will say that they're going from an erva chamura to an erva kala. However, edus doesn't take place in the street. Lebezdin mesura, v'gershin is gayer, kekotan shenola dami. So this is one of the places in Shas that the Gemara uses the expression Gershon is Gayer Kekotan Shenola Dami. We now, Bezer Hashem, begin the next Mishnah. Mi sheyesh lo ach mikol makom. Someone has a brother. Now, the word mikol makom is actually a strange word, and the Gemara is going to pick up on that right away. So let's make believe it doesn't exist until the Gemara begins. Mi sheyesh lo ach mikol makom. Zaykek es eshes achiv liibum. Then that makes one's brother's wife fall to Yibum. Ba'achivu l'chol davar. And that is a brother for all halachos. Now, the Gemara also is going to want to know, what do we mean, why, and why are we automatically over here jumping into l'chol davar? And l'chol davar is quite vague. Chutz, the exception being, mishesh lo ach min ha-shifcha. If a man is born from a shifcha knanis, who has undergone conversion and lives with her master, umin ha'ovedes kochavim, or if there was an iser that was done and a Jewish man had a child with a Gentile woman, so then there isn't achva between the brothers. Mishloishlo ben mikol makom poter eshes avim min ayibum, as well as anybody who has a brother, so then that by definition exempts a son. Whoever has a son in any instance prevents their wife from the mitzvah of Yibum. In other words, the mitzvah of Yibum is only if the individual did not have, the man did not have a child beforehand. But Mishyeshel ben Michal Makam, whoever has his son in any instance, Paitreshes of him in a Yibum. So then, in such a case, the wife of that father is exempt from Yibum. V'chayiv al makaso, and one is culpable if one hits the man, in other words, the father, and delivers a blow that's a wound that is an Isur Daraisa, that's Chayv Misav al Kilosso, and for cursing him, Ubino Lechol Dover. And in such a case, the above mentioned individuals are considered sons for all halachos, chutz, except for Mishieshlo ben min Hashifcha, min Avodas Kochavim, then that does not constitute the Isur Daraisa of a child who hits his father. If the child is from the offspring of a shifcha avedes kochavim, then you do not have the isur daraisa of make aviv or killas aviv. As we mentioned, the Gemara immediately picks up on the opening words of our Mishnah: Mishiyesha ach mikol makom. Mikol makom asuye mai. What is mikol makom coming to include? Amar of Yehuda lasuye mamzer. It's coming to include a mamzer. If a person's father has also a child who is a mamzer, so then that is also considered a brother. Says the Gemara, pshita, that's pashit. Achivu, he's a full-fledged brother. Mal the same, says the Gemara, leilif achva b'mnei yankiv. Mal halen ksherin v'loi psulin, afkan ksherin v'loi psulin. We learned in the past that one of the sources of the definition of kieshu achim yachtav, the way in which we define achim, is that we compare it to Bnei Yaakov, where Yaakov's sons are described as Bnei Shnei Masar Avodecha Achim Anachnu, that they are the Bnei Yaakov. So we learn out Achva Achva. And there, Mala Alung Kshayrin Velo Psulim, just like over there, they are Kosher and Apostle, Afkan, so to hear, Kshayrin Velo Psulim, that the halacha might have been that the mitzvah of Yibam only applies to Achim that are ksherim and not pasul. Kamash Milan, coming to tell us that that's not true. Ve'im achinami, says Igmar, maybe that is true. Then maybe the halacha is that mitzvah Yibum only applies
two achim. Just like when it comes to Yibum, says the Gemara, Kivan d'l'inyan Yibum iftar niftar, that it would be considered an offspring of a man that he no longer would make his wife fall for Yibum. Let's see that in Rashi. Midil'inyan Yibum iftar es eshes aviv miyibum poter kigon. Im hayilo ben mamzer. If a man had a child who was a mamzer, v'nasa isha umes, and he marries a woman and then dies, v'yold lo yodalo, and she didn't have any children with him, p'tura mina Yibum, then there is an exemption of Yibum b'shvil ha-mamzer ben baila, because the father had a child who was a mamzer. Kidiyalf l'kamon, bein ein lo ayin alav, that you should look into him, even if it's not in a marriage, if God forbid he has from outside of a marriage, nevertheless, that would be enough to exempt from Yibum. So Mizkak Nami Zokik, then that's enough to create a Zika for Mitzvahs Yibum. V'achavu l'chol davar, and a brother from a father is a brother for all things. L'may hilchasaf, what halacha says Gemara on the top of Chaf Bezim Bez, second line from the top, L'yarsha u'letameloi, both in regards to Yerusha, inheriting from a brother, which is one of the inheritors applies to a brother from a father, as well as if he's a Kohen, if it's his brother, and it's a brother who is a mamzer, nevertheless he would be mitamim, filitamilo. Pshita achivu, the Gemara says, isn't that Pashti, he's his brother? Salkadai techamina, says the Gemara, holuk siv kim l'sheira hakaro ve'lov, that the only one that a Kohen is supposed to be mitame to is l'sheira hakar v'lov. V'amar mar, and what does sheira refer to? Sheira zo ishto. It refers to his wife. Uksiv, and the Pasuk also says, lo yitame baal ma'amov le'echalot, yesh baal she'mitame, v'yesh baal she'ein mitame. There is a time that a Kohen would not be mitame to his wife. When would you not have that sheira? Sheira is one of the most intimate descriptions in terms of the relations between two people. So then why is it that we would refer to, when you would have a case that a man would not be mitame to his wife? Haketzat, mitame lishtei ksheira, v'ein mitame lishtei psula. If his wife passes away, God forbid, he goes to the kfura, he'll be mitame. However, that's only if his wife is a kosher. But if his wife is a posel, then he would not. Hachaname, mitame hu la'ach kosher. Maybe the same halach would apply, that he would only till avaya if his brother is a kosher. However, what happens if his brother is a mamzer? Maybe he would not be metame to his brother as apostle. Kamash malon. That's what this chidush of our Mishnah is, that he's metame to both. Ve'emahachinam. He says, maybe that's so. Just like the halach is only metame to ishto ksheira, as opposed to an ishto psula. We didn't spell out what an ishto psula is, but that would be an example of whether when a man who is a Kohen marries someone who is usher to him. For example, if he marries a Grusha, so there he's not metame to her. So we would think the same thing applies to a brother who doesn't. It says Gemara, but maybe so. Hasam afuke kaima hacha achivu. In the case of when the man marries this woman who he's not allowed to when he's a Kohen, so he's got to divorce her. The chiyuv is to divorce her. He didn't divorce her before she died. He doesn't have a heter to be metame to her. In contrast to a brother is a brother is a brother. And you're never supposed to get rid of the brother, whether the brother is a kosher, whether the brother is a posel. And since a brother is a brother is a brother, so then the halacha is that you would be able to be, a Kohen would be able to be atame to an ach, even an ach posel. Chutz mimishi yeshol ach min ashifcho min avodas kochavim. The one exception that we learned in our Mishnah for Yibum, that a brother that does not do Yibum, is if they're brothers because they have the same father who fathered two children with a shifcha knanis, or if he lived be'isser with a Gentile woman. My time, why do those people not have the mitzvah of Yibum? Amar Kro, because the Pasuk says that Yisha v'iladeha tiyeh ladoneha. Murray is answering that the halacha of Avdus goes in the following direction. The woman and her children go to the master. So we see the woman status as a shifcha is transferred over to the children. So the Gzeres HaKosev is that the child is miyaches achara eim and is considered an eved, and is not miyaches achara adon and considered a regular offspring of the father. If that's so, so if the father has one offspring through a shifcha and the other through a regular wife,
in such a case, they are not considered halachically brothers. Continues the Mishnah. The Gemara analyzed the Mishnah. Mishi yeshlo ben mikol makom poter. Anybody who had a child, then there is no mitzvah of yibum. Mikol makom lasuye mai. What is mikol makom coming to include? Amar of Yehuda lasuye mamzer. It's coming to include a mamzer. That also will exempt the father's brother from yibum. My time at the Amakra Uven and Lo, Ayin Olav, that you should look into whether he has a child. Of course, if there's a mamzer, it's not so obvious that it's the offspring of the father. Nevertheless, if there is, if you're Ma'ayin, and it turns out there was a mamzer, there is no yibum. V'chayiv al makasa, and if there is a regular ben, so then in such a case, even a ben mamzer, so then in such a case, if he hits his father, he's chayiv misa. Amai? Why? Karikan v'nasi v'amcha lo sar. Ba'osei ma'isei amcha. The prohibition of cursing somebody is only osei ma'isei amcha. He's considered part of Am Yisrael in regards to Hanhaga. So there's a prohibition of cursing a nasi. So that applies only by most osei ma'isei amcha. The Gemara in the premise of its question now assumes that the same halacha applies to a son. It's only a son who's included of Osei Ma'asei Amcha. Now, in this case, the child didn't do anything wrong, but it was not Osei Ma'asei Amcha in terms of how the child came into the world. So should they not be included in Osei Ma'asei Amcha, and therefore not Bechlal, the parsha of Klala? Answers the Gemara, Kedamar of Pinchas Mishnei Derev Papa. Ba'osei Tshuva. Just like Pinchas said that there is a time that you have v'nasi v'amcha losar, that the person is considered osei ma'isei amcha because they did tshuva. So to here, they did tshuva. Now, of course, the obvious question is, who did tshuva over here? And is tshuva possible? The mamzer has already been created. Asks the Gemara, v'hai bar tshuva? Is it possible to do tshuva on a ma'isei mamzer? V'atnan. Shimna ben Menasi Omer, ezel mu'uvas lo yichol liskon. We had this Gemara quoted a few times already in our Daf Yomi. We had a Chagiga Daf Tesa Med Aleph. What's an example of something that's crooked, something that's broken that cannot be fixed? Unfortunately, there are some Averis that can be fixed. Unfortunately, there are some that cannot be fixed. Zeha Bala Erva Volded Menem Mamzer. That's a case where there are relations with an Erva and a Mamzer came out. So the Gemara says that a Mamzer, the parents cannot entirely do tshuva. Says the Gemara, Hashta Mia Osei Ma'asei Amcha. But now, however, the mamzer himself exists, but the individual did tshuva, the father did tshuva, and therefore, even though the mamzer was created never, and it's a mu'uvas shi'ivshar liskon, on the other hand, the balavera, from our Gemara, it seems, could still do tshuva. And the mu'uvas shi'ivshar liskon is that the totsah, the result of avera, is impossible to entirely eradicate, but for them to reach the point of Osei Ma'asei Amcha, they could still be included in Osei Ma'asei Amcha. Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan Habol Achosa V'hi Bas Eishes Aviv. If a person had relations with his sister, and she is also the offspring of his father's wife, which is usually the case. The Gemara is trying to emphasize that it's not a case of a daughter from an anusa, but from the wife of his father. So then there are two isurim over here. Chayv mishum achoso u'mishum bas eishes aviv, because there's two independent isurim. One is the isur of achoso, and then the other is the isur of bas eishes aviv. So two different isurim. Yosem and Yehuda amir, eina chayv al mishum achoso bilvad. He's only chayv that she is his sister. V'loy mipnei bas eishes aviv. And not because she's the daughter of his father's wife. Ma'itamai de Rabbanon. What is the rationale of the Rabbanon? Amri michti. Ksiv eras achoscha bas avicha vasimecha. Eras bas eishes avicha moledes avicha achoscha hi. Achoscha hi lamali. Why does the Torah need to say achoscha, eras achoscha? Once you say bas eishes avicha, that would be enough. Shma mina l'chayv mishum achoisoi. To tell you that there are two independent isurim. One is achosa, one's aishas aviv. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, amar kro achos chahi
It's coming to tell you to preclude the Isser as being a double Isser, but only it's one
Isser. Why does the Torah say Achoscha according to the Rabbanan?
In other words, there were two psukim that we quoted. One was from Vayikra Tes, the other Vayikra Yud Aleph. One is Ervas Achoscha Vas Avicha, and the other is Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha Maledes Avicha Achoscha Hi. So now, why do I need both Ervas Achoscha as well as Achoscha Hi? That's the Gemara's question. According to Rabbanan, why do I need that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Miboile Lechaivoi Alachoisoi Vas Aviv Uvas Imoi. Whether, and this we've discussed in the past, is a little bit of a chiddush, whether she's a sister from your father or your mother. In contrast to both the halachas of Yibum and Nachala, where siblinghood between brothers is only defined through the father. Here, the Isser of Achoisai by Arayis applies Bein Me'a'av Ubein Me'ha'em. Loimar, and this tells us a tangential rule, She'ein Mazirin Min Adin, that we don't learn out a halacha from a Kal V'chomer. You might have been able to learn out from a Kal V'chomer to say, if the halacha is that there's an Isser of Achoso Bas Aviv, you would have said the same thing through a Kal V'chomer, that you'd be chayiv on Bas Imo as well. To clarify, what we mean is the following, that if the halacha would be that by Achoso Bas Aviv, there would be Isser Achoso, certainly if Achoso was, the sister was not only the daughter of his father, but also the daughter of his mother. Again, to clarify, I'm not sure if this was clear before, that now in the Gemara we're talking about either Achoso Me Aviv, or Achoso, which is Achoso Me Aviv Vi'imo. So I would have thought to learn that out from a Kal V'chomer. However, we need the separate Achoso to tell you that you don't learn out a Kal V'chomer because of the rule of Ein Mazirin Min Hadin, that we cannot use Azhara for, or more precisely, find a source of an Isser Azhara from a Kal V'chomer. The Torah has to be explicit. We do learn out Halachos from a Kal V'chomer, but an express Azhara, one of the 365 lavim, cannot be learned out from a Kal V'chomer. Details about the lav you can. Details about the mitzvah saseh you can. But the actual azhara itself cannot be. So that's what the Gemara says. That's why we need a choscha according to Rabbanan. V'Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yehuda. But what about Rabbi Yossi B'Rabbi Yehuda? What's he going to do with the extra achoso? He'll say, Im kein lichtov rachmana achoscha hi. Let's refine that. Im kein lichtov rachmana achoscha. He lamali. What is he coming to tell us? Mishum achoscha dafki he. Mishum achoscha atam mechayv aviyatam mechol mishum bas eishes aviv. So that's how he learns out that there isn't a separate independent chiyuv of bas eishes aviv. Rabbanan afal gav dechsiv achoscha itzrich lemichtav he. The Rabbanan are going to say that he is not superfluous. Shalote amer ba'almas, that you shouldn't say in general mazhirin min adin, because you might have made the mistake that you would be mazir min adin. Why does it say achoscha? Mil sadasi b'kal v'chomer tarach v'kasav lakra. Something that you could have learned as a kal v'chomer, nevertheless, the Torah goes and writes it. But really, in theory, you could learn out mazir min adin. In other words, maybe the fact that it could be learned in a kal v'chomer, it was just tarach v'kasav lakra. So therefore the Torah writes he to tell you that you would not be able to learn it out from a Kal V'chomer. In other words, he tells us Ein Mazir Min Adin. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, how are they going to respond? That you could argue Mil Sadasi B'Kal V'chomer Tarach V'chlas V'lakra. So that's why the Torah repeats Achoscha that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda used earlier from Achoscha, he to tell you, Achoscha atu mechaivu v'yatu mechaivu mishum bas eishes aviv. So if that would be so, so Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, just simply tarach v'kasav lakra, and eina mazhir men adin, im kein lichtovei rachmana l'achoscha
he beidachra. It should say it in the earlier pasuk. You don't need to mention it in this pasuk as well. We're going to stop today's daf over here. We're going to pick up Ezer Hashem tomorrow. Reb Yossi, Reb Yuda, Hai Bas Eishes Avicha, Mai Ovidle. This Ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Beis in Maseches Yevamos.